Nishmas Abba Mari Zichron Livracha. Sifim Dalid through Yud discuss some very complicated mitziyases that are, it's a little unclear. I just want to pick out a few halachos that come out of the Mishnah Berurah in these halachos. So first of all, we mentioned that if you have a leather bag, a leather pouch, which is, you know, it lies flat, and you do something that it's able to hold water, you can't wash your hands from that. Because when it lies flat, it's not clear at all. Well, that we mentioned earlier. So, based on that, the post can point out plastic bags. Let's say you have no cup to wash your hands in. So you'll fill up the water with a plastic bag, and using your hand, you can sort of have the water contained in the plastic bag. So you can't use that to wash hands for the tefillah time. That's the same as a leather pouch that people would use. Since when it lies, even if you can find some way to hold it open with some sort of contraption, that the water doesn't come out even when it's standing by itself, still it's no good because that's like a leather pouch. Anything which, if it lies, if you leave it flat, it would flatten out totally. We learned earlier that you can't use some sort of bag, a sack, and convert that sack somehow to use it for Netilas Yadayim, because since when it lies flat, when you leave it by itself, it flattens out. So that's similar to, so a plastic bag is similar to that. Okay, so you cannot use a plastic bag to wash for Netilas Yadayim. Now, then the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Hay talks about different kelim with holes in the side and holes near the top. And so the Mishnah Berurah explains this halacha in the following way. If there is a hole or a spout that sticks out above the level of the cup, then you can't wash from that hole or from that spout. You have to wash from the other side of the cup. If the spout is even with the top of the cup, then you can even wash from that spout. So this comes up nowadays. The poskim points out, let's say you have a plastic cup for a child. You have a children's cup. You know, a lot of them have straws that are built into the cup. So, and the straw normally sticks out a little above the top edge of the plastic cup. So you can't wash your hands on the Tefillah Tzedayim through that straw, through that container, through that pipe, the straw part. But you can wash your hands from the other side of the cup, because whatever's below the level of the straw is a regular cup. Sometimes you have plastic cups where there's a little spout built in on the side of the cup at the top, and it's even to the level of the rest of the cup. So there, according to the Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Mishnah Berurah Kav Dalid, if it's Shaveh L'Sfas HaKli, Mutalitol, you could also from there. So if you have a cup with a spout that's even to the top of the cup, the same height, so then you can wash even from the spout itself in that case. And then you have the Mishnah Berurah in Mishnah Berurah Mem Zayin. That's where he talks about the various pumps they used to have to bring water out of the ground. And it's there where the poskim talked about the idea of needing a kli to wash for Netilas Yadayim. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses, do you have a kli there or not? But in our spouts, in our faucets, so there's no kli. The water's coming through the pipes, there's no kli. And therefore, you're not allowed to wash your hands for bread from a regular spout. Oh, and that's the halacha. When it comes to washing for Netilas Yadayim for Negelvasser, so you can. If you don't have a cup, you put your hand under the spout, under the faucet, and you turn on the water and turn it off. That's one spritz. Then you do the left hand, one spritz. Then the right hand, the second spritz, on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off, and that works. That doesn't work by washing your hands for bread because there's no kli. Oh. Now, sometimes you have this in Israel, that the water gathers in a container. You know, the water heater, at the top of the building, and that is a kli. So here, there's a discussion. Most poskim say that even though there's a kli up there on the roof, but it doesn't matter because some say that kli, since it's connected to the building itself, it becomes part of the building, and some say even if that is a kli, but all the pipes going through, those aren't kalim with a base kibble that can hold the water, so those aren't a kli. So that's mevatel the whole idea of the kli that's on the roof. So you shouldn't do it. However, you should know that there is the view of the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer says that if the water is coming from a like a water heater on the roof, the water's on the roof, so he holds that that's a kli. And even when it goes through the pipes, he says it's still coming from the koach of the kli that's on the roof. And therefore, he holds that you can do that b'di'evet. So if you're stuck, so b'shas hadchak gadol, if there's a big makam hadchak, and for some reason, a person has to wash his hands for bread. And again, you have to know what a real shas hadchak is. So you could even rely on that according to the Tzitz Eliezer, that's brought down in the postgame, in the Piskei Tshuvas and other places. And finally, in Sif Tes, there's an interesting halach. Let's say you have a barrel, and it's balanced on your lap, and you move your legs in a way that the water goes, and you're washing hands from the barrel. The Shulchan Aruch says that works. So how does that work? So the Magen Avraham says that each time you pour the water, you move your knees a little, and that's what the Magen Avraham says. Well, others say that no, that as long as you're holding the barrel and the water somehow gets onto your hands, it's not that you have to actually move your knees in a certain way, but somehow through the barrel the water gets on your hands. So the nafkamina would be the following case, and this actually happens. Let's say you're holding a cup and you have the cup tilted sideways. Then you turn the faucet on. So the water, because your cup is tilted sideways, there's a little water in the cup. The water from the faucet goes into the cup and sort of bounces off onto your hand. So when it goes onto your hand, you didn't really move the cup. It just sort of bounced off. So according to the Magen Avraham, that would be no good, and you shouldn't do that, because you have to actually do an action to bring the water onto your hands. But the other poskim who say no, that as long as somehow that with the angle of the barrel, you can use it to wash your hands. Here too, the angle of the cup, you're washing your hands. So the post can say you should be machmer on that. In other words, sometimes when you're in a rush to wash your hands, you just sort of like, you know, the water goes on. You want to make sure to fill up the cup and then wash your hand. Not have the water sort of bounce out of a tilted cup, the water from the faucet bounce onto a tilted cup and then bounce onto your hand to wash your hands. That's not the way to wash your hands, but rather you should let the cup fill up and then pour the water on your hands. Okay, those are some halachos from that section of the siman. Okay, we'll stop here.